Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Garth.
All right. Well, I think we should call to order as it is now 9:04. So welcome, everybody, to the Sky Valley Amateur Radio Club monthly meeting. I'm Garth, K7BVS. And as usual, let's start with introductions. So as I said, Garth, K7BVS, from Sultan. And I'll just go in the order I see them. So starting with Bruce and Kathy.
Bruce, W7BCW, North Sultan.
Kathy, K7THY, North Sultan.
And Smokey.
Oh, your microphone's not on now, Smokey. I'm picturing him not saying some pleasant things.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you, yes. Ain't technology great?
Can you hear me now? Okay. Smokey, K7HSGP.
Oh, we got some lag in there.
Holmes County.
I think yeah, we kind of got lag in there with you. We're not hearing you.
I think you got a bad internet connection.
Try one more time.
You're all garbled. You might want to try to come in or something.
Like I said, I've been having problems with this.
Yeah.
And your video's frozen too, so. All right.
So exit and come back in, Smokey.
I'm afraid to.
All right. Well, we got Smokey. We know who you are. Brad. Okay.
Smokey, KJ7HSJ.
All right. We got you.
Okay. Brad, KE7EOF in Monroe.
All right. And Diane.
Diane, KE6JRP Gold Bar.
Nice. Ernie?
Ernie, W7EDA in Monroe.
Okay, David?
David, KB7GFL, Sultan.
All right, Eric?
Eric, K7QOG, North Linwood.
And good signal. Tom?
Tom, K8TOM in Monroe.
All right. And then we have Sharon.
Sharon, KK7EZB. Camera is still not being found, although it worked well last night on the ACS meeting, so I don't know what to do, but I'm enjoying the meeting.
All right. Well, it sounds good anyway. And we've got Chris. Hopefully your Zoom's working now.
It looks like my microphone might be working, but my camera's still not, so N7KDM, Monroe.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Let's see here. We have our secretary is absent, so I will read the minutes here, if I can find them. There they are. Let's see here. And I think, David, were you going to take minutes for this meeting?
I'll give it a try.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, so for the August 15th, 2020 meeting, we had call to order at 0900 by me. Let's see here. I'm just going to do the highlights here. And actually, let me share that so that everybody can see them. There it is. Okay. All right, so we had introductions. We had 12 members and one guest, Hal from the Piedmont Amateur Radio Club. Treasurer's report, we had $473.05 in our bank account and $10 in cash. Webmaster, Kathy had some updates to our webpage. We added Barb and Dave Lindberg, and yes, Hal complimented our webmaster, Kathy, on the wonderful work that is our webpage, w7sky.org. The repeater is, let's see, repeater's back up and working at least at the moment. But replacement components have been hard to get. big frustration for Bruce. Let's see. But he did order some new equipment. Final tally for Spiel Day should be available in December. And then we had Hal talk a little bit about his club's Field Day stuff. And we talked about the work party led by Ernie to dismantle the tower and antenna for somebody who had unfortunately passed away a while ago. Let's see, good of the order, the strength of the current solar cycle. Let's see, oh, there's Sharon, she dropped off. Let's see, the solar cycle is looking up. I think we've hit the solar minimum, it was talked about. Let's see, Bill suggested winterizing the repeater container. And Kathy encouraged all to check in to the net ahead of the scheduled net time in order to test your equipment. And then we adjourned at 10:15. And let's see, so yeah, those are our minutes from last time. Do we have any changes that are needed or anything like that? And if not, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve.
Okay, and second?
Second.
All right, thank you guys. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, sounds good to me. All right, stop sharing. And there we go, where'd my screen go? Oh, it blanked out there for a second, okay. All right, so next up, do we have the treasurer report?
We have $578.05 in the bank account, and we had contributions of $90 for repeater fund. We had $50 from Tom, K8TOM. Dave, KB7GFL, donated $20. Sharon, KZ7EZB. KJ7EZB.
You got your wrong call sign, Sharon.
Also donated $20. And the new transmit module arrived, and that was paid for by Kathy and I. And I think we still have $10 in petty cash.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's see. Net report. David?
Hi. Yes, we've been averaging anywhere between 10 to 14 people on check-ins and typically one or two visitors each net. And with that, I need to set up net control for one day in October. But first, let me review what's coming up next, just to be sure that everybody's on the same sheet of music. On the 22nd is Ernie for net control. And Ernie, did you copy?
He's got it.
Okay, and then Sharon is on the 29th.
Sharon, you got that?
Sharon's muted.
Yes, I do. I'm planning for that next week. Thank you.
Okay, and then I will take October 6th. And then John has October 13th. Kathy has October 20th. And we have net control opening for October 27th.
Okay.
Bruce, who is that?
Bruce.
Bruce? Okay, Bruce.
7BCW.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Well, speaking of Bruce, how is the repeater doing?
Well, the repeater, DR1X is at back up and running. I installed the new mobile rig, the FTM400 XDR, and it appears to be working okay. I at least have the control head now, so I can go back in and make adjustments. And that's what I did on the transmit module, or the transmit. I reduced the output power to 30 watts rather than the normal 50 watts. And that seems to be working okay. I do watch it. It has an anomalous feature that it starts out at 25 watts, and as the transmit time increases, it rises to 35 watts, but then stabilizes there. I do have a fan on the duplexer, which keeps the transmit cavity nice and cool. So I think that's helping a lot with the issues of the transmitter not working correctly, or actually creating bad SWR for the transmitter. And that I think was the cause of the transmitter failure to begin with. I think the duplexer got too hot, or at least the old one, and that's why the insulator burned. So I have a fan on our new duplexer, and that seems to be keeping it nice and cool. And later on, I want to discuss something that I have been thinking about, and we'll do that under new business. But for now, the repeater's up. Oh, I have the 2-meter link is active. That's also connected up. And some of the net operators, some of the net users, when they're having issues trying to get in on the 70 centimeter side, they really should try and go to the 2-meter side and try and log in there. And maybe they can hit the 2-meter side better than they can the 70 centimeter, especially when it's rainy and we've got all this foliage on the trees and everything. So when you're trying the net, you know, give a shout out before the net comes on or starts at 7:30, just to see how well your signal is coming in. I'm sure, you know, we're always monitoring it at least an hour or 45 minutes before net time, so we can tell you whether you're coming in okay. If you don't get any response, then maybe it's time to try the 2-meter. Well, that it hasn't been enabled yet, but we can make some accommodation and turn that on just to see if the 2-meter side you can come in on has a better signal. Anyway, that's it for the repeaters. Oh, 6-meter repeaters working okay. And I hope to have more information. I hope to try the net, I'm going to try on October 20, what is it, 26th, do I have the net?
27th.
27th, that's right. I'm going to try after the net, I'm going to try and see who can log in on 6 meters. I hope to have an antenna up in the air by that time. Oh, cool. I know a lot of people don't have 6-meter gear, but I just thought I'd give that a try and see how that works. But anyway, that's all I have for now.
Before we get to you, David, I just wanted to say hi to Steve. He just joined.
Good morning. I'm a little tardy. Sorry.
No problem. No worries.
Welcome, Steve. N7SRR. All right. Yes, David.
Bruce, on the 2-meter link, does it have a timer on it?
There is a timer. As far as... You mean a timeout timer?
Well, what I was thinking of, if net control can bring it up, say like a half hour before net begins, and then that way people having trouble on the 440 side could try it.
Right, and there is a timer, and it is 30 minutes. So after 30 minutes, the link would be shut down.
With no activity?
No, it doesn't matter whether there's activity or not. It's just 30 minutes.
Gotcha.
I can change that, but it is 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right. And Bruce, I had mentioned that I would take a look around our storeroom at DEM for a pair of UHF cans.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I thought we had a bunch. Most of them turned out to be 800 megahertz cans. Totally useless.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no luck. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. If I could figure out what's wrong with the old one, you know, I tried to repair that, but it still has some issue, and I'm having a feeling that there might be some bad semi-rigid coax on one of the loops or something similar in the transmit cavity, but that's pretty extensive trying to figure out where that might be.
Yes, it is.
I might actually try again later, but for now, this new duplexer is working fine. We might try and opt to buy a second one just as a backup to have it ready just in case this one goes to you. That's all.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. Webmaster Kathy.
Okay. Can I share my screen?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Okay.
If not, I can.
Host disabled participant screen sharing.
All right. Let's see. What we will do is make you a co-host. All right. You should be able to share now.
Okay. Whoops. And not showing the screen that I want. Okay, we'll just do that, and then I'll go from there. There we go.
All
okay,
right.
You guys see? Okay. Well, the first thing I just want to make sure everybody sees the antenna drop pictures. I just kind of, you know, call it what they are. So anyway, this will get you to where we have lots of pictures, and no one sent me any verbiage to go with this. So you get pictures, and, you know, click on one, make it bigger. So there you go there. And just a little short video there. The other one, also I've updated the veterans page, kind of comes out like the minutes where
you get your own tabs, huh?
Yep, you each get your own little tab, so please send more stuff, trying to get some more words out of some people, so, you know, you too, Smokey, send me some more information if you can, that would be very helpful. And so there's not many changes on this time. It was the veterans and the link I just showed you. Okay, I'm sorry. Boy, you just know, you get all ready for stuff. Unless it's written down, it went poof out of my head. So that's it. Oh, and for the repeater too, just because the question's not that people weren't knowing that the link, the link is available again between the 2 meter and 70 centimeters. So, always check on the repeater page for the most current how we're situated there. So, if you have any question about that, so I think that's just how I'm going to leave that right now. So we're good to go and stop. Stop sharing.
Okay. Well, that actually reminded me that repeater page. Are you planning on putting up the repeater back in its housing anytime soon, or is?
Oh, that's part of what I wanted to talk about. Okay.
We'll get to that then. All right. Let's see here. Are there any other officer reports? I don't think so. But all right. How about any old business? I don't have anything old, so. Nope. All right. Well, then for new business, do you want to start that off, Bruce?
Sure. Can I get a picture?
Yes. So I'm going to share the screen again and. Yep. Share.
Okay. What you see here is a picture of the container that the 6 meter repeater is in, and the tower for the 6 meter repeater and the 2 meter APRS setup. Then, all way over in the background is the water tank, and that's our 70 centimeter antenna sitting way up at the top. And what I'm proposing is that that we abandon the cabinet that's on top of the tower, or at the bottom of the tower for the 70 centimeter antenna, mm-hmm. and that we run all the two extra coax cables, which would be the 70 centimeter and the 2 meter, over to the container and put the 70 centimeter repeater and the 2 meter link radio inside the container. This would do two things. One, it would allow easy access, no more climbing the water tank unless we need access to do any repair work to the antennas. And number two is that if the City of Salt and Water Works has some issues, or if we have to shut down the repeater, the only way to do it is to go climb the water tank and shut it off. We can't just unplug it because the City of Salton decided that the best way to power their sensors for the water tank was off of that power that goes up to our repeater cabinet. And we've had issues with that, with them. And by putting the repeater in the container, we don't have to deal with that at all. That's their problem. Now, the issue, number one, can we get permission to run our coaxes in the air from one of the guy anchors that's on the rim over to our container that you can see, the container, the little arrows pointing, the purple arrow. This is our container. And so the coax would run from here over to the container and then into the container itself. That obviously gives us two problems. One is transmit power is going to be attenuated some, and also the receive signal strength is going to be attenuated. So that, along with the cost of coax, we would probably have to invest in a outboard PA amplifier for the transmitter, a duplexer that can handle the extra power, and possibly even a preamp to boost the signal coming in for receive. That would require just one of these amplifiers that senses the RF. And since it's a kind of a simplex kind of a setup, one of those amplifiers that has a preamp in it also, that would probably work just fine. I was going to try and talk to our contact at the Salton City Waterworks, but I wasn't able to get in touch with them. I tried yesterday, but I just kept getting his voicemail. So even though I left a message, I never did hear back from them. So I will try again on Monday and see if there would be any kind of an issue of us running coaxes from the top of the water tank over to the container. Now they already have a small, looks like an RG58 kind of a coax running from that same guy anchor over to a telephone pole that's over to the left or to the right of over in this area. Well, yeah, go ahead. And yeah, well, you can't see it from there. Yeah. But anyway, this is what I'm proposing. It would take a while. We'd have to see about permissions. Do we need permissions? Can we just do it? And then there's the cost factor of collecting the materials to do all that. But I think it would be a lot better as far as maintenance wise, and just to be able to get to the container and not just drive there and not have to climb the water tank and then go over to the cabinet. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to do that when it's raining or even snowing. I mean, you can't climb that when it's snowing. So getting to the container would be so much easier. But anyway, that's my suggestion, and I'm not sure how everybody else feels about it, but that's what I'm leaning towards, only because these things fail. And no matter what you try to try and keep them from failing, they're going to fail. They're made by humans, and you never know what could be, what could happen as far as the transmitter could get locked up and you'd have to shut it down somehow. And this would make it a lot easier to do that. That's my only fear, is putting it back up in the cabinet. Maintenance wise, it's just a real pain in the butt. I don't know, Garth, you've been up there helping me install the repeater and or removing it. And I think we would be a lot better off putting it in the container. But anyway, that's it. That's my 2 cents.
mm-hmm. That does sound like, you know, there would be quite a few advantages. But yeah, my question was, you know, the losses, but you know, we probably have to just play it by ear there.
Yeah.
See how it does, but
yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yep.
What would be approximately the budget to undertake this?
Oh gosh, I haven't even thought about that yet. You've got the cost of the coax.
Right.
You've got the cost of what it would take to put a mast or pole up next to the container so we get it elevated. You've got the cost of a PA amplifier, outboard amplifier, the cost of a duplexer that can handle that power level, and then you've got the cost of a 2 meter amplifier preamp combination. I just haven't got the cost down. I want to talk to our contact at the Salton City Waterworks and run that by him as far as running the coax in the air from the side, from the top of the water tank to our container. Is that going to be okay? What kind of hoops do we have to jump through to get that done? Or maybe they're going to say no, we don't want that. You have to run it down the side of the tank and through a conduit or something similar to that and run it underground over to the container. But that has a whole host of other issues trying to do that. But anyway, I just before I commit or say we should commit to this, I want to talk to that contact and see what his thoughts are, how the city might respond to that.
Right. Yeah. I was just trying to figure out, are we talking about 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, you know, roughly the order of magnitude.
Yes. It's okay. Going to be less than 1,000. I'm going to say anywhere from 500 to 750.
Oh,
okay.
Estimate.
And I can offer LMR 400. DEM has substantial supply of LMR 400.
Wow.
They are, so there's a, the cost of the coax would be taken care of by the DEM, which would be great. That's a pretty significant cost.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is. Yeah.
The larger the coax we use, the more negligible the signal loss is going to be. So think about that as well. And then our amplifier and duplexer costs go down.
Yeah, for that distance, LMR 600 would be better, but boy, that's expensive.
That's what we're using from the cabinet on the water tank up to the antenna. I went and opted for the LMR 600. We'll see. I could see the LMR 400 on the 2 meter side, but we might want to, depending upon the loss, power wise, either transmit output and receive input, we might want to just spring for the LMR 600. I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, I want to find out whether we can do that or not without a lot of upset City of Salton bigwigs.
Mike Kelly's suggested that he has substantial LMR 600, and also I was wondering if at a last resort to avoid the conflict with the city, if maybe, you know, if the RF portion doesn't work, if we could run another electric connection to avoid the conflict with the city on having that outlet up there, which powers their monitors their tank.
Yeah.
Water tank, and then plus if we have to work, we can't unplug it because we get in trouble because we unplugged their system. Water monitor.
Yeah, that would be a great idea, but I don't know who I heard this from, but I heard that they had a real chore snaking extra cable that
Oh yeah, through the
conduit and everything.
Through the conduit that's already there, yeah.
Yeah, I heard that there was just a real pain to do. I wasn't involved in it, so I don't know. I could see a real issue trying to run that an extra power cable up there. But again, it would be easy that to just unplug the repeater's power. And that would take care of any issues. But you still got to climb the water tank and to service the repeater. And you really can't service it up there. You got to remove it. So again, I'm getting pretty old. I don't particularly like climbing those ladders that high. And Kathy's at some point is going to say, no, you can't climb. So that's going to be left all to the youngsters to do, to take care of all that. But I just thought it would be a lot easier to maintain the repeater if we had everything in the container.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth investigating, though.
Where would you put that power amp?
Well, there's already a power in the container, and there's an outlet.
I think you said power. Did you say power?
Yeah, you said something about putting a power amp up there.
Oh, an amp.
The amp would be in that container where the repeater is.
Oh, that would just boost the power coming down from the antenna.
Boost the power going up to the antenna and also boost the receive signal coming back down. So we already got the preamp. That was a preamp that was already on the old system. And we don't use that on the new system because the receiver in the DR1X is pretty sensitive. So there's no reason to add the preamp. But we already have the preamp. We could just reuse that. So all we're looking at is an external PA and a high power duplexer.
The other problem we're going to run into is the running a cable aerial. You're going to have something to support it. So it would be a strand or a messenger transmission line of some sort.
Sure.
Good point.
Yeah. Like I said, I need to get permission or just see what the City of Salt and Water Works.
You got to see what the allowed options are going to be.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good start, though.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be the first step.
So if it's still kind of rainy on Monday, we need to get down here and spray those wasp nests because the weather warrants doing that now. So
yeah.
They're up in these vent things here.
Oh, we got some wasps?
Yeah,
they got some
more of those things.
Come over by the door. When you have it open, then it's the bees are kind of swarming right in this area.
So, first place to be.
yeah. So we need to figure where those
are. You said you've already scheduled it?
No, just scheduled. You mean getting the bees out of there?
Yeah, going up there to look at it.
Figured because the weather's changed, maybe Monday's a good day. I don't think they let you go in there on the weekends, right?
Well, you have to make
connect with Mike,
and then he has to talk to whoever's doing the weekend. He might be doing the weekend. I don't know.
This would be a good time, but yeah, I think the other ones are kind of meeting in this area or something because they're right next to the door opening. So
well, they won't bother you if you don't bother them.
Yeah, I'm allergic to them.
Opening the door might bother them, but
well, we did that already.
Yeah,
we put some antennas in there from Robbie.
Robbie donated a bunch of stuff.
Robbie donated a lot of stuff. So we put the antenna stuff in the container, and that's when we saw all the bees buzzing around. But they didn't bother me, so I just went ahead and took care of that. But yeah, it needs to be sprayed.
A whole bunch are coming out of this area here.
Yeah, I'm thinking up underneath those metal plates that we put over some of the vents, maybe we should have stuffed it with some bronze wool that would keep the, it wouldn't rust, and it would certainly keep the wasps from making a nest up in there. Because they wouldn't be able to get through that, but it would still vent atmosphere. So we might want to think about doing something like that.
Yep, taking it apart.
Good idea.
Later fall when the bees
are
there.
No, you
don't
have to take it apart.
Oh, okay. Oh, well then. That's
you just
good.
Stuff it up underneath of it.
Well, so that brings me actually to one of the other. New business points that I wanted to talk about was reselling equipment that's been donated to the club. As Kathy said, Robbie, who's moving out of state, donated quite a bit of stuff. I don't think I'm going to be using the antenna that was taken down, the tri-bander. And so that could also go to the club. You know, we need to figure out what we'd like to do to dispose of it.
before all these donations start taking over and now we're...
before we run out of places to keep them. But so I don't know if we wanted to set up a club eBay account or something like that. You know, what's the best market for these kinds of donations?
So we set up a PayPal account? I'm not sure how to go about all that, whether we can.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if, you know, like, is eBay the best route for that or you know, something like one of the, you know, maybe QRZ forums or something. I'm not sure what's out there for selling this kind of stuff.
I would think eBay is good for the smaller items.
No, I say QRZ because QRZ, you're dealing with people that are just hams. So, but on eBay, it could be anybody.
Yeah.
But that's up to
Does
you.
Does that matter to us?
Well, I don't know.
You're selling stuff.
Yeah,
you're selling stuff.
I don't
it
know.
Matter.
I don't
buying
know.
It.
Well, You just want to make sure you get your funds.
Right. Well, that's a problem.
I guess you have to use PayPal regardless, whether you're on eBay or you just do on QRZ. You use PayPal there too.
Yeah, and then you run into stuff like, well, with the antennas especially, shipping can be
prohibitive. Yes. Well, a lot of it would be come and pick up exactly.
Craigslist has quite a bit of hams listed on their site too. Might be a alternative.
Which site?
Craigslist.
Oh, Craigslist. Yeah.
That's where I bought a lot of my stuff, was on Craigslist.
Another site where I see a lot of ham gear for sale is the Pacific Northwest VHF Society.
Okay.
Yeah. Craigslist, a lot of it's local, so antennas and larger items, be local pickup.
Right.
Yeah, there's another site called OfferUp that's a free site.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. Okay.
Well, things need to be noted down, all the stuff that we have. We have the antenna stuff's in the container, but we have the other stuff Robbie donated just sitting in one of our rooms here. We need to go through and categorize
it.
Yeah, catalog it all.
Mm-hmm. And on the VHF Society, you just send an email to their Google group, and all the members see it.
Nice.
Cool.
There's quite often people posting on there, hey, I have equipment for sale.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I think, so by the next meeting, we'll have this all cataloged of what we have. And what else needed cataloging? Anything else that you can besides the antenna? Okay. So by next month, we should have something put together and ready to go of posting it.
What about listing?
We'll go over it. I'm sorry?
ACS distribution list often has members listing something or another. Is that a possibility, you think, Eric?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, just send it to the ACS Google group. The more visibility we get, the more chances of selling it.
Yeah. That sounds really good.
Tom, is there any issue with us trying to do a PayPal account?
Was that me? Addressed to me?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Is there any issue with us trying to set up a PayPal account for the club?
No, there shouldn't be at all.
Okay.
I use a PayPal account for my search and rescue unit for donations and dues and stuff, so it works really well.
Yeah, okay. we can set that up and link it to the club's bank account.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so do you guys want me all to get that together by this next meeting? To get a PayPal account together?
Yeah, you can send the list to me if you want to, Kathy, and I can just send it to the distribution list just so that people can take a look at it ahead of time.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to do it ahead of time.
What do you mean? Do what ahead of time?
You can send the inventory of items that you've listed and send it to me maybe a week before I send out the reminder email, and I can send that out to people.
Okay, that sounds good. But I'll go ahead and get the PayPal account together, because that'll help us in other ways too, not just get the stuff.
Right. We could also
with donations and
donations, or if we wanted to do dues that way,
Well. I kind of thought we could get back to the 50-50.
That'd be, yeah.
Over Zoom. And, just issue, if people are wanting to buy the tickets, they can just right there, just send it to PayPal. And anyway, you would be issued some numbers of the ticket. I have to figure it out ahead of time. Just something fun and different and something to add to the meeting and something to bring in some money.
Well, yeah, I think having a PayPal account would would help facilitate a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt us in any way, that's for sure. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we could pay our dues monthly that way.
There you go.
You could set it up as a recurring thing, you know. And just,
yeah.
$50 every month.
Yeah.
That's funny. I like that. I'm not saying it, but yeah. But yeah, I'll have that together for the next meeting.
All right. Thank you. Let's see.
Oh, I have, oh, are we at new news yet?
Yes, we are.
Okay. I would like to present something with the club that we should come up with a lifetime membership award. And for those who go above and beyond in the club, you know, we all know what those are about. So I just think we should do something like that for our club members that do that. And they can always still donate their, you know, dues when dues are due. But otherwise, I think we should, you know, they should be recognized as lifetime members.
Well, yeah, and I was looking at, I was just kind of looking at where that might fit in the Constitution or the bylaws, and I wasn't entirely sure. So, you know, I'm not sure if we have somebody who's familiar with like all the legalese and where it needs to sit, but I thought that was a great idea. Kathy mentioned it to me.
Well, so. we can always look up, you know, just kind of do Google searches on clubs that have lifetime members and see how they write out their verbiage and what it, if it's in the bylaws or the Constitution. You know?
Yeah, so, I mean, our yeah. bylaws, it looks like it's, we have membership Section 2 in the bylaws that where it defines right now the four levels of membership. So
okay.
It might go in there, but
yeah, that sounds like it. Well, I'll research that too.
I've been looking up a little bit, but yeah, we it may take a change to both the Constitution and the bylaws.
True. But, yeah.
But yeah, we can you know, we can research and you know, have a formal thing for, you know, the next month or two, but there's okay. no rush on that, but.
Okay. Do the rest of you kind of think that's okay idea though?
That sound, yeah.
No, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I wanted to suggest something along those lines is sending a card, a thank you card to the family that donated the tower and the antenna to us, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll, because you're treasurer and you hold the stamp, we'll send, get a card. Where is the information that we could mail it to?
Do
you have that, Ernie?
I have the address. I'm not sure about the last name. I think Bill was in, he knows the names to use. I have the address, but.
Okay, yeah, I'll look at the previous.
Do you know, and maybe Bill would be a better person for this, do you know if they found or are looking for the controller for the rotor?
Oh, I'll send the lady an email and see if she come up with anything yet.
Yeah, so that'd be nice.
Go up there, yeah.
yeah, so, all right, well, that's that. Do we have any other new business? David?
Yes. Kathy?
Yeah.
Could I get you to do a screen share on the club webpage? New members?
New members?
The new ham.
The new tab, yeah.
Oh, the new ham. There you go, yeah.
Okay, if you'll take a look at the screen here, you'll notice that we have some videos set up by Dave Kessler, KE0OG. And I was just thinking that if we are posting his YouTube videos, that perhaps the club could make a small donation to his cause. When he does a video, he always talks about his tip jar, and he uses the funds from his tip jar to buy equipment items, etc., for his videos.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I totally second that. Yep.
All right. Yeah, we could do that.
So I was just thinking, you know, maybe $25 or something, you know, but at least, you know, put a marker down to say, hey, thank you, and, you know, continue on your way here.
Yeah, I propose $25. I think that's good.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see. We should probably do a vote. Oh, wait, I need to see.
Well, Bruce can do that since he's treasurer, right?
He takes care. Yep. So, yeah, all in favor of donating $25 to Dave Kassler's?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, any opposed? No.
The only hitch is if he accepts PayPal only.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, we'll donate after we set it up.
There we go. All right. Well, that sounds good to me.
Timing is everything.
I have the debit card, so it can just go right from my debit card.
Sure. You could do that too, yeah.
Well, how else would you pay? You've got to have some kind of a thing.
Yeah, Kathy, were you going to do that then?
Yeah, the treasurer will do that.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering if there's a way maybe to send him an email, you know, to say W7SKY has posted your videos, you know, thank you very much for your service and, you know, accept our donation.
Sorry.
Oh, what are we going to watch?
It's going to, because when you open it up on YouTube, I think there is the donate button there. So, to donate to this cause, whatever. So, we'll look at that, because that might be where the donate button is.
Your audio is fading out, Kathy.
Oh, on the YouTube screen, we might want to just donate from there. I think we can donate from that place.
I believe if you go to his website, ke0og.net, there's a link to support him.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a one-time tip jar. He also has monthly subscriptions or a Patreon account. So.
Okay. OJ, not OG.
OG.
OG. Okay.
KE0OG.
Oscar Golf.
Oscar Golf. Yep.
Okay, we got it. All right. Okay.
Yeah, and his tip jar does have an option where you can send a message for Dave. So.
Nice. Well, then we will. We'll send a message saying what club it's from and yeah.
Very cool.
And to check out our awesome website.
All right. And then let's see. The only thing I wanted to mention was a suggestion that Bill brought up. When he said that he wasn't going to be able to make the meeting today, he was suggesting that during our NETS, if we have people who are volunteering to go out and about and be mobile during our weekly NETS, it could put a little more realism in the NET, as you know, not everybody might be at home during an emergency or whatever. So it might be just a good idea to have people that are out and about and see how far our signal gets out, you know? So if anybody wants to be mobile during our weekly net, that would be lovely.
And that would just entail grabbing the handheld and going out at the other end of the property.
Yeah, could be that simple as that, or you know, if you wanted to. What's that? Hey, you're fading out a little bit.
An HD is not going to cut it. You got to make sure you have at least a 25 watt UHF rig in your car if you're going to. I think that's my own opinion.
Well, it depends on where you're at, I think.
Yeah, 5 watts. Yeah, you know, if you're in Salton maybe Monroe, I don't know, but it starts to get pretty scratchy once you're beyond that limit, once you're beyond 6-7 miles, I think.
Especially on VHF.
UHF, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
UHF, yeah. Yeah. 2 meter works. 2 meter from Monroe generally works fine.
Right, right. When the link is active, yeah. That could be possibly be another choice.
So anyway, just putting that out there. Let's see. Do we have any other new business? No, sounds like no. Anything for the good of the order?
Oh, Tom sent out a little thing, a blurb about that tiny SA, and he has to stop doing that because I ended up buying one.
Well, that's cool. I was kind of hoping so you could report to us as to whether or not I should buy one.
Well, we'll see. It's supposed to arrive today, so
great.
I'm spending some time with it.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Which one was that?
The tiny SA, they call it.
Okay.
S8?
No, SA.
Oh, okay.
Sam Alpha.
Sierra Alpha.
That's from the Star Wars.
Is that for... is that a spectrum analyzer? What I did,
spectrum analyzer. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
It looked pretty slick to me.
I already had the Nano VNA, and I like it. It works pretty nice. I've already used it several times to check a few things out that I've done, and I'm impressed with its what I can see with it. I know it's not a $5,000-$10,000 piece of HP gear, but for what it does, I think it works nice.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about those Nano VNAs. I've got one guy that lives in Colorado that has one that seems to like it, but I've never heard any other input other than that. I've been thinking of sinking a couple hundred, quite a few hundred bucks into one of those rig experts, but I don't know.
That's up to you. These are... you could use them for test checking antennas. It comes with a internal battery, the lithium battery, and then you've got to get your skills up on reading a Smith chart. And I use it. I plug it into my computer, and I use a program that they've provided, and that just takes control of the setting it up, calibrating. So forth. That's the way I prefer to use it. And I'm not sure how I'm going to use the spectrum analyzer. I like looking for noise situations. Where's noise coming from, like Tom was talking about? Mm-hmm. I think that would be, that's where I'm going to try and look for, that's where my use of the tiny SA is going to be.
All right, and I don't know if Tom, you sent this out to everyone, but for those who are interested in HF, it looks like we are officially in solar cycle 25 now, solar activity should be increasing, and hopefully propagation will be getting a little bit better.
There's some links on the homepage for that. So
awesome. Thank you. Yeah, it looks like it's supposed to peak around 2025 or so, but so that's good news on that front. But
the reason that I sent that out was I was just wanting to, am I still on?
Yeah.
Yes, you're on. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, I wanted to encourage people who may be perfectly comfortable with UHF, VHF operating a net, repeater type stuff. This is the beginning of the HF cycle, really. So if you're not operating on HF, this is a wonderful time to start thinking about, antennas and maybe upgrading your license and those kind of things. So the wonderfulness is ahead of us. And so, I was lucky to get my stuff up, my equipment ready to go during a good period in the solar cycle. So I would encourage people who maybe haven't done much with HF that this is a great opportunity coming up, and you have lots of lead time to, you know, budget things out and buy equipment and put antennas up and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I got your hint about, you know, upgrading the license.
Get with it, Kathy.
I just got my brand new book that started in July, and it's just sitting there going, hello, you know. So, yeah. The garden has taken so much time right now for me. So, yeah. But, you know, I've always got an excuse, and right now.
Yeah. Oh, we all need encouragers.
Yes, yes,
even
we
though
do.
Sometimes a pain in the rear.
Yep. Well, Dave Summers was competing against me to see who got our extra first, and I haven't heard from him that he's done it, but he was studying, so.
Well, he's been a little busy, too, so.
Yeah, he has.
He's had a few things going.
Yeah. All right. Do we have anything else, or on any topic? No? All right. Do we have a call for adjournment then?
Call for adjournment.
All right. And second?
Second.
I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. We are adjourned at 10:05 a.m. All right. Thank you all. And we
will another good meeting.
We will see you guys later.
Stay out of trouble.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.